Chapter 2. I Have Got the Blues. That Saturday night, in the middle of August, Blanche wakes in her armchair. Her leg throbs painfully, reminding her of the collision with the high-wheeler, the thug at Durand's Brasserie, and her new acquaintance, Jenny Bonnet, who's stretched out on the couch, snoozing like some cat. What's roused Blanche is the men coming in.
There's some ridiculous con on the sofa with meat on his face,
Ernest is remarking to Arthur in the whimsical tone that means he's soused.
Mister, the evening is over,
Arthur murmurs, leaning over the back of the couch in the pose of a spread-winged angel. As if Blanche would bring some michton home.
How could Arthur think that?
No, my love, it's just a girl, she tells him,
speaking English, as has been their habit since the three of them stepped off the ship, because it's the only way to get ahead in this country.
She needed a rest.
Don't we all?
Ernest's long jaw cracks open into a great yawn as he hangs his bowler on an empty bottle.
What a heart you have, chérie,
murmurs Arthur, coming over to give Blanche an appreciative kiss. Jenny blinks and grins at the company, pulling the steak off her eye.
Arthur Deneuve?
Jenny Bonnet, says Blanche, waving instead of getting up. She savors her fancy man through the visitor's eyes, his elegant eyebrows, the slim checked pants that sit just so, even in this heat, his strong hands studded with rings, black intaglio, bloodstone, a signet A, those cufflinks, each painted with a tiny horse and rider. She blew so much on for his 30th birthday last year. For all Arthur's love of unconventionality, he's a scrupulous dandy.
Enchanté,
he says with one of his slightly mocking bows.
Oh, and Ernest Girard,
she adds with a gesture at the younger man, who only nods.
Now, why don't you toss her out?
Ernest suggests.
So we'll have room to sit down.
Arthur raps the floor with his crystal-topped cane.
Where's your sense of hospitality?
He scolds his friend.